This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley on Monday the 3rd of October with our 150th Football Japan Minute Cast. Thank you all so much for your great support over the past couple of years. We've had almost 800,000 downloads throughout this time, and more followers every week. If you like what you hear, then please do spread the word, particularly now seeing as there's only 6 games left in the J-League, and things are getting more exciting than ever. Well, hello again, and Gamba Osaka and Kashiwa Reysol each edged out narrow 1-0 wins to establish a slight cushion over their fellow title contenders at the head of J1. Celebrating the 20th anniversary of their foundation, the Osaka club were able to maintain their single-point advantage at the top, with victory over fallen giants and fierce rivals Urawa Reds. Japan midfielder Yasuhito Endo lofted a perfectly weighted through ball over the visiting defence from just inside his own half, for South Korean striker Lee Kun-ho to slot the game's only goal past Nobuhiro Kato on 28 minutes. Despite a tense second half characterised by 2 wasted chances by Rafinha when sent clean through, the final whistle allowed Gamba to toast their birthday in style, with a 300th J-League win and a 4th clean sheet in 6, a remarkable record considering they had only kept their opponents out once in the opening 22 match days. Kashiwa, meanwhile, won away at near-namesake's Kashima Antlers to move into a clear second position, even though defender Park Dong-hyuk saw red for a second bookable offence shortly before half-time. Nelsinho Baptista's side were able to hold on throughout the second period, to a lead given to them on the half-hour mark by Masato Kudo, following skillful passing work on the breakaway by Leandro Dominguez and Junya Tanaka. Nagoya Grampus fell 4 points behind Gamba in third position after being comprehensively outplayed in a 2-0 loss at resurgent Shimizu S-Pulse. The hosts outshot the reigning champions by 23-4, but only took the lead in the 73rd minute when Toshiyuki Takagi's cross was headed home from a tight angle by Genki Omai. Alex Broske finally sealed the points late on, after a dazzling solo burst from Frederick Jungberg. Yokohama F. Marinos saw their recent loss of form prolonged by a 4-2 defeat at struggling Albirex Niigata, who had been winless in 7. Goals from Cho Young-chul, Gotoku Sakai, Michel and Bruno Lopez completed a much welcome reversal of recent fortunes for the home side, who are now 5 points clear of danger in 13th place. Marinos falls 6 points off the championship pace in 4th. Third from bottom Vanvre Corfu were frustrated to miss out on the opportunity to climb out of the relegation zone, as Yu Kobayashi's 11th goal of the season was enough to secure a 1-0 win for Kawasaki Frontale at the Yamanashi Chuo Bank Stadium on Saturday. The home side controlled much of the game but were unable to break through a stubborn Kawasaki defence and remained 2 points adrift of Urawa Reds. Omiya Ardija remain in trouble, just 3 points better off than their Saitama neighbours, as their disastrous home form continued with a 2-0 reverse against a Vispa Fukuoka. Second half strikes from Takuya Matsuura and Hisashi Jogo allowed the division's bottom side, who remain fully 11 points shy of safety, to celebrate consecutive wins for the first time all year. Montedeo Yamagata are now only 3 points ahead of Fukuoka, despite a creditable 1-1 draw at home to Jubilo Iwata. A 91st minute header from Koji Nakajima gave Sanfrecce Hiroshima a 1-0 win over Vissel Kobe, while Vegalta Sendai beat Cereso Osaka 2-1. Three more quick talking points, and the J-League is once again without an AFC Champions League semi-finalist, after its sole remaining representative, Cereso Osaka, were thrashed 6-1 away to Korean side Jungbuk Hyundai Motors in midweek, going down 9-5 on aggregate. Elsewhere, Yuto Nagatomo returns to the Japan squad for the upcoming matches with Vietnam and Tajikistan after recovering from a dislocated shoulder. But fellow fullback Atsuto Uchida has been forced to pull out with a thigh strain. And finally, Takayuki Morimoto netted for Novara in a 3-3 draw against former club Catania in the Italian Serie A. That's all for today. Join me again for episode 151 on Wednesday next week, as Japan look to get into gear in World Cup qualifying. Bye for now.